At this time, we bring in Brian Wright, who is the founder of Dynamic Family Solutions. Thank you for joining us this morning, Brian. It sounds like we got a signal today, so that should work out fine.
Perfect. Thank you so much for having me back. Yeah, I can hear you crystal clear, so we're doing good. Happy Tuesday, everybody. And as you said, Pi Day. So.
Yeah, National Pi Day. We're talking about the mathematical value, but everybody uses it as an excuse to go out and buy something yummy. So, you know.
Treat yourself, right?
That's right. Everybody has their picture of what the perfect pie is. So, anyway. Or you could go with pizza, I guess, too. So, speaking of pies. But
Well, which is amazing. We're going to be speaking about pizza pies in a little bit here, as that's what we're going to be having at our event. So.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about that event now. You're teaming up with Wisconsin, with Washera County Health and Human Services on this event. But before we get into that, just give us a little thumbnail sketch. I asked you this question the other day, and we never got the answer. But through no fault of our own, yours or mine, but what is Dynamic Family Solutions?
Yeah, so Dynamic Family Solutions, we're a company that prides itself on working towards building better relationships, connections, and just healthier bonds between individuals, families, and youth, especially when they're struggling with all things life, because we know there's no shortage of issues or things that are systemically getting in the way of you know, having healthy relationships or being able to build those bonds as strong as we would wish. And that is 100% why I'm so excited and honored to be able to be partnering with Washera County as we're bringing in these game day, as we're bringing in these events. We're going to be doing 4 individual events every third month or every quarter to be able to just really bring team building and unity and just have a ton of fun within the community and just build those relationships and bonds. So,
okay. So this is talking about kind of making healthy choices and getting good relationships built.
Yeah, and what better way to do that than by being able to partner and throw our very first event, which is going to be our game day, our free, absolutely free game day. I was telling everybody it's going to be like a massive Chuck E. Cheese. There's going to be except everything, except at this event, everything is free. So we're going to have free food, prizes, and we're going to have a ton of incredible games to be able to play with the family.
Okay. So this is going to be held at the Wautoma High School this coming Saturday from noon to 5 p.m.?
Yes, that's correct, Bob. It's going to be, Saturday, March 18th. So mark your calendars if you don't have anything going on or anything planned out. It's going to be at the Wautoma High School, as you said, from noon to 5 p.m. The doors will open at noon. You can register and sign up as an individual. You can sign up as a team. Everybody that you have on your team, you'll get tickets for the food, where actually we get to be able to do a huge shout-out to Joe's Premium Pizza. Paula was incredibly amazing getting to work with her, as she's helping to donate the pizzas. So we're going to do pizza, chips, cookies, and everybody. We got to give a shout-out to Dairy Queen for providing dilly bars as well.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got tons of free food. We got a lot of stuff that's going to be plated and ready to go. So you can come in, eat, and then you can trickle into the gym where we're going to have all the games set up to be able to build that teamwork and that communication. So
dilly bars just makes you crave warmer weather and summer and all that good stuff. So.
It's right around the corner. We're not too much further away.
So. Right. Don't be discouraged by the temperatures today. So, okay. So everything is free, but primarily, who is this for? Age wise, what are we talking here? Middle, high school?
That is a great, great question. Yes. So we are, a lot of the games are directed and geared toward older middle school to high schooler students, but every single game can be done with the assistance. So if you have younger children or younger kids, that's where we built them to be a little bit higher level, as to where you have to work. It makes you be able to have to work together as a team and really just be able to learn those communication styles and learn how to be able to work together to be able to to make it through and win the prizes and earn some points. But they are mainly the middle schooler and high schooler students. So, okay. And they're events that we have, or games that we've done throughout the nation, as we've done team camps and a bunch of team groups. And these are some of the best games that we've been able to put together over all the years. So,
we're talking board games, virtual reality, American Gladiators. What are we talking about?
great question. So one of our favorites, we have a 32-gallon trash can stack competition as to where we've actually, so you have to stack a 3-2-1 pyramid out of trash can, garbage can. Now, that might sound easy. However, we have bought out, we put together these stretch bands that have 4 10-feet rope attached to the stretch band. And the only thing as a team you get to use is the rubber band and the rope to be able to stretch around those trash cans. And you have to actively work together to be able to stack that pyramid all the way to the top to be able to win the prizes or to win the points. We have life-size Jenga. We have the life-size checkers, life-size tic-tac-toe. We also just brought in bingo. For those of you bingo lovers that want to be able to come on out, we got a whole corner set up just for bingo. We have our hula hoop contest, and we have brain teaser puzzles. So if you're not feeling as if you want to be able to be as physically active or being able to stack trash cans, we have a ton of brain teaser puzzle challenges and riddles and some minute to win it games, a ton of minute to win it games. So,
So you're talking about games that, as you said, basically are team-oriented and not individually-oriented.
Yes, and if you are coming as an individual, we love to be able to put you together and work with the community, work with other people. There's going to be lots of individuals that we have signed up as well, so you can find people. That's what we're doing, is working to be able to bring unity and, you know, relationships and build connections. So if you do come as yourself, we can find people. Otherwise, there are games as well for individuals to do. So, but we don't want to discourage you from getting to be able to do the really cool ones as well. So,
okay. So there will be adult supervision at the event then?
Yes. Yep. Okay. So we're hoping, because it is family and team building, we're hoping that, you know, the teams work together throughout the games. And we don't want it to be as to where the kids are just running free and then everybody's just the parents, guardians in the bleachers. It's really designed for that. But, you know, if you need to take a break, we'll have the bleachers open so you can rest as well. So,
do you want people to register ahead of time? I see you've got a raffle for the first 25 teams signed up.
Yes, indeed. We still have a few slots open for the first 25. So if you are interested and want to sign up, the first 25, as you said, will be able to be put into a raffle prize, raffle drawing, and be able to win a really cool basket of family games. And, it's actually a really huge basket with like about 8-9 different prizes all put together with different games from all different ages for your family to be able to have. So,
I have to ask, is there going to be music at this?
There absolutely will be music. I don't know too many amazing, awesome events without having awesome music as well, without being able to dance and sing and have a good time. So we're going to be encouraging lots of dancing, some good singing. If anybody feels as though they have a really good voice, we might throw in a karaoke challenge for some extra 100 points or for, you know, we'll see it. We might do a little dance-off competition for some extra points. So,
go ahead, Brian.
So it'll be a ton of fun. We'll keep switching it up and changing it up and just keep it as engaging, as interactive as possible. So,
okay. So what does Washera County get out of this, Washera County Health and Human Services?
Well, I mean, that's everybody, every agency and organization is working towards just the betterment of the community. And, you know, in these times that we're in, what better way to be able to bring positivity and joy and just being able to bring families together? Washera County Human Services has so many different programs that they run and so many incredible people that are working to for the betterment of these families and the youth that are struggling. And, you know, at certain points, we just want to put away the try to put away the work and just have just bring the community together and have some fun and not make it all about work, but make it about just, you know, finding alternative ways to be able to build unity and communication. And what better way to do that? So they brought us in. They brought us in to be able to help out with that. So.
Okay. So how do folks register?
You can call my number, 715-853-6968, Brian. Otherwise, you can email Brianna at Washera County, Brianna.Nofke at Washera County. And I always say it's probably just easier to call as well, to be able to get through. Otherwise, my email is dynamicfamilysolutionllc@gmail.com as well, which I know is really long. I just got to break it up a little bit. Dynamic Family Solutions, LLC, at gmail.com as well.
Okay.
And we are still looking for volunteers. So if anybody wants to come help run some games, serve some food, or hand out some prizes, like I said, the prize table, we've got hundreds of prizes donated. I got to give a shout-out. Quick Trip gave us $200 worth of gift cards. Water, we have Five Below who helped donate tons of prizes, games. They donated the prize baskets. McDonald's gave us 50 different gift certificates for food options and different things like that. So the community has really stepped up and come together and really, yeah, it's really cool to be able to see that happen. So,
okay. Brian, anything else that people should know about game day at Wautoma High School this coming Saturday?
You don't want to miss out. Mark it up on the calendar if you don't have anything going on. It is going to be an incredibly just fun and amazing like experience and team building all the way. So it's free, free food, free games, free prizes. So I don't know too many individuals that don't like that. So you don't have to buy anything or purchase anything. You can just come out March 18th, noon to 5. The doors will be open at noon. So
the price,
yeah, we're excited.
The price is right, as they say. So.
indeed.
Well, Brian, again, thank you for joining us. I'm glad we could get you in this time, and good luck on this event.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. There's going to be more to come too. So we got three more events coming up in the future as well. So
thanks again, Brian.
Thank you so much, Bob. You take care.
That is Brian Wright, who is the founder of Dynamic Family Solutions, teaming with Washera County Health and Human Services this Saturday for game day at Wautoma High School, noon to 5 p.m.